Coach?
Okay, well, first of all, I wanted to congratulate our commissioner, outgoing commissioner, for the National Football Foundation Legacy Award that he has been named to. And I just want to thank him for all the years of his leadership in our league. I've been blessed to be here, going into my 15th season. I was here the entire time that Commissioner Sly was here, and the impact that he had on our league was great. And I'm looking forward to working with Greg Sankey, Commissioner Sankey. I've been on him for a while now, and I have a lot of respect for him and his ability to lead, and excited about the future there. But with that, talk a little bit of football. I think our team is one that, if nothing else, has worked extremely hard to put themselves into position to compete the way you have to compete in our league. And really pleased with the work ethic of the offseason, the spring, and summer. And just looking forward to starting camp.
We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. I see two here on the left side. We'll start here standing by the door. Go ahead.
Coach, what have you thought of the job that Gary Finkel has done with the Missouri Tigers since joining the SEC?
Oh, he's done a great job. Obviously, winning the East the last 2 years. He was just a guy that has been very, very consistent in how he goes about his business. And his teams are always very well prepared, very physical teams, play extremely hard, and are very, very solid in how they go about their business. And they have done a very good job of playing consistent football and winning.
Stand on the left side, front row.
Mark, I know Grayson just got to campus and you had a chance to see him that much, but what were your impressions of him at Virginia and as a prospect, and how do you anticipate him sort of fitting into the offense on the fly?
Well, Grayson obviously has been around a little bit. He has started a bunch of games, and he has been through the college experience there in Virginia. We're very glad to welcome him to our program. We know that he's going to come in with the mindset of competing with our other quarterbacks for that job, and we'll just see how it goes. But I think he's a very, very sharp young man, and glad he's a part of our program.
Coach, we're going to switch over to our right, second row. Okay.
Yeah, could you just talk a little bit about having a stable of backs like yours allows you to do offensively?
Well, we do have some very good backs. We've got some very good blockers too, you know, our fullbacks, tight ends, linemen, receivers, everybody gets involved in our running game at Georgia. You know, our quarterbacks have got to get us into the right plays versus certain looks and things like that. So it is a team effort, a group effort, but you do want to have quality depth at the running back position. You want to have it at the receiver or defensive back or linebacker position. I mean, you want to have guys that might be second or third on your depth chart that know they're going to get the ball game and get a chance to play. When it comes to the offensive back play, our philosophy has not been to just have one guy carry it 35 times a game. I mean, our goal has been to have guys that can share the load and keep guys fresh, keep guys healthy throughout the game and throughout the season. So it is important to have guys that you trust as runners, as guys that will protect and secure the football, and also guys that can protect your quarterback.
Back over here to the left, front row.
Coach, do you expect the streak of freshmen making meaningful impact for your team continuing with guys like Terry and also with Trent?
You know, we've always had, as you say, some freshmen step up and play well for us, and I think that's true across the league. I think it's true across the country. Freshmen are so much more prepared to make an impact, in my opinion, because of how they train. I think high school coaching is really tremendous, especially in the state of Georgia. I think that a lot of guys are specializing in one sport now. It used to be everybody played football, basketball, baseball. I mean, back in my day, you just played all year round different sports, and now people are getting more specific to a certain sport, taking all the off-season time to lift and run and become bigger, stronger, faster. So there's no doubt there'll be some freshmen that will make an impact on our team.
Right side, second row.
Coach, you guys have Jenkins, Floyd, and Carter on the outside. Is there any plan to maybe change things slightly schematically or move guys around to try to get all three on the field at the same time?
Right, there'll be times when they'll all be on the field at the same time. You know, Leonard's probably most versatile in that group, Leonard Floyd. You know, I think he has the ability to play inside back, or he can play on the edge. I think he can. He's played in space in the pass rush and in the nickel position against certain teams and certain downs and distances. So I think his ability to have that kind of diversity in his game, there'll certainly be some times where we'll try to get all those guys on the field.
Left side, we have several hands up, so we're going to try to squeeze in as many as we can. Go ahead by the door.
Coach, Jordan Jenkins talked today a little bit about how you guys have really emphasized third down defense during this offseason. How would you describe maybe the theme of just the defensive improvement during the offseason?
Right. I think the big thing is just the familiarity with the verbiage of the new system that Coach Pruitt brought in, the expectation of how things are going to get done on a daily basis. But we lost a good many players from a year ago in some key spots. So we've got to get some guys to come in and fill it. But I do expect that the majority of the guys will have a better feel and a sense of exactly what we want to get done and how to get it done, which would be helpful. But there's going to be a bunch of guys that are brand new to this thing, too, that I think we're going to have to count on.
Stay on the left side, front row here.
Hey, Coach, your program is in the process of building an indoor facility as we speak. How hands-on have you been with that, and what immediate impacts do you see that?
Well, you know, I've been asked my opinion on a lot of things in regard to the indoor facility. We're very excited that it's going to happen. It's going to be connected to our Buttsmere building right there on the stand of our practice facility, which is exciting. And it's going to be... The fact that it's on campus and it's going to have a certain look to it, it's probably going to be one of the more beautiful indoor facilities. And then obviously the functionality of it's going to be tremendous too. The thing of being able to visit people and see their facilities, maybe see, you know, ask what would you do different, that helps a lot when you start making a plan for a brand new one. So I think ours will be the most updated one. I think it's going to be the most functional one. I think it's going to be the most beautiful one as well.
We have time for one more question right here on the front row, right side.
Coach, you mentioned Jeremy Pruitt. What does he bring to your defense in terms of scheme and intensity with the players?
Right, well, you know, I think scheme is important, but I think when it comes to scheme, the scheme is to be sound. The scheme is to be able to defend what's coming at you, whether it's a 3-4, 4-3. We have elements of 4-3 in our system, and we base out of the 3-4, but the big thing is being able to have a system where you know it's going to be sound, everybody's going to know what to do, and that these guys are going to be put in position to make plays, and when they get there, they're going to be able to make those plays, and that's really what defensive football is all about. Jeremy does a great job of that.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.